Dave's not here right now. Dave's not here right now, man.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Let's get casually baked with my bestie, Joe. I need you to come in here and talk to me.
Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time. Together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time.
Together. Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I just spent a week with my best friend of 24 years. Shanda flew to Oakland to explore my world for a few days before we took off to Vancouver, BC to celebrate her 42nd birthday. My original intention for this episode of the podcast was to share with you the voices of BC Bud and gain insight into how that Canadian province is navigating legalization. Turns out, Shanda and I arrived on the heels of Vancouver's mayor, Kennedy Stewart, and the new city council forcing many Vancouver dispensaries to shut down. Nine of these quote-unquote illicit shops had appealed the BC Supreme Court decision ordering the closure of unlicensed retailers still open in Vancouver at the request of City Hall. All nine of them were on the chopping block. So anyone involved in the gray market I'd been scheduled to chat with faded into the background. Now in Vancouver, about half of the 20 illegal stores have closed, and six provincially licensed private cannabis retail stores have opened in their place. Shanda and I chatted with the locals and explored both gray market and licensed shops. There were pros and cons to both experiences. For example, the shopping experience was more high-end in the licensed shops, with touchscreen menus and visually pleasing displays and modern decor, but the gray market shops had more variety of flower strains and better product selection. Of course, with all of that variety, there were no testing COAs, and when I asked to see their pre-roll selection, it was indica, sativa, or hybrid, and no one had any clue of what strains or blends were inside. Just a joint in a baggie. At the licensed shop, the pre-rolls were officially packaged and sealed, but the THC labeling made absolutely no sense to me, or the four staff members I asked to explain it. I'll be sure and include a picture in the show notes at casuallybaked.com and let you take a stab at it. Leave me a comment with your best guess. The cannabinoid percentages weren't even included on the pre-roll package, but after a database search by the managing bud tender, I was told the flower was 14 to 20% THC. And I asked if she could narrow it down a little bit. There's a big difference in the experience of 14% THC and 20% THC. So in the end, she couldn't, and I was just as confused about what I was smoking from the licensed shop as I was from the illicit shop. The latest news in Canadian cannabis is that variety will finally make it to the licensed shelves by the end of the year. Health Canada released its final 2.0 regulations governing the new classes of cannabis-infused goods, including edibles, topicals, and vaping concentrates. Edible cannabis in Canada, whether food or beverage, will have a cap of 10 milligrams of THC per total package. Topicals, on the other hand, will have a cap of 1,000 milligrams of THC per package. The rules come into force on October 17, 2019, and federal cannabis license holders will then have 60 days to alert Health Canada of their intent to sell the new products. Manufacturers, distributors, and retailers will need time to prepare for compliance, so this next round of cannabis-infused products won't be spotted on the licensed store shelves until mid-December, or perhaps even early 2020. I'm going to switch gears now since it's summer and many of you have upcoming travel plans. Shanda and I are best friends, but we have very different relationships with cannabis. I'm highly experimental and have a high tolerance for being altered. Shanda, on the other hand, falls pretty much at the opposite end of that spectrum.
I've talked her down more times than I can count. No, Shanda, you're not dying. Just close your eyes and breathe. Try to rest and don't wake me up again and ask me to feel your pulse. You are not dying. You only have to do that so many times before you learn the lesson. So, how do you explore the legal cannabis culture on holiday with a non-user? Or, you know, the person who uses once in a blue moon. I'm proud to report that I was able to integrate Shanda into my casually baked experience during our week together in a way that was safe and fun and informative for both of us. I think the key is involving them in the procurement of the cannabis. And that all starts with choosing the right shopping experience. No matter where you are, with a simple online search, you can find cannabis dispensaries near you. There are also apps like Weed Maps and Leafly if you're searching on the go. I'm a fan of talking to strangers, so I also suggest asking for favorite dispensary recommendations out in the wild, wherever you are. It's a great way to get your travel companion to help choose your shopping adventure while learning about the local vibe in the process. Cannabis is becoming mainstream, people, so do not be afraid to ask questions and talk about it. So no matter how you decide to get the info, I do encourage you to read a few online reviews and check out the cannabis retail store's online menu. See, dispensaries are like restaurants in that they have their own vibe, personality, and menu. And even though they're all working with the same ingredient, how they serve it up, price it, and the brands they carry will be unique. With a little effort, it's possible to find a cannabis dispensary that provides the in-store experience and products perfectly suited for you, your companion, and your holiday. While you're shopping, pique their can of curiosity with some show and tell. You know, smell the flowers. Show them how to read a label and what to look for. Or if you don't know either, ask a bud tender to show you both and you have a learning experience together. Drop whatever cannabis 101 knowledge you know on the benefits of CBD and THC and what terpenes are and the role they play. Explain what you're looking for and why you like it. Encourage them to pick out a CBD or low THC product to try. You know, something that feels low pressure and safe to them. I took Shanda to Soulful in Sebastopol because I knew she would love the shopping experience. While we were there, she met one of my favorite Humboldt farming families and was able to talk and relate to a mom who sang the praises of smoking CBD. Shanda ended up buying a 4-pack of high CBD, low THC pre-rolls. So we were able to smoke together like the old days, except this time she wasn't a paranoid freak harshing my buzz. It was amazing. I love you, Shanda. She also shared a few drinks of my hi-fi hops during one of the hot-as-hell days of the mini heat wave she brought with her from Texas. We discussed the benefits of consuming the zero-calorie, zero-carb, and zero-alcohol beverage infused with cannabis as a substitute for beer or booze and the hangover. That over 40 hangover that just showed up and continues to show up like clockwork when you have more than one glass of wine. I mean, seriously, what the fuck? After telling you all of that, I think the other key to exploring the legal cannabis culture on holiday with a non-user is making the experience as much about them as it is about you. Modern cannabis is confusing, and the information overload can be off-putting. Shanda was completely overwhelmed by the options and shopping experience, and said she wouldn't have done it on her own. But she was glad to have explored and learned more about something that's an important part of my life. And she had fun making her first legal cannabis purchase and then figuring out how to open the childproof packaging so she could light her first CBD joint. And now, modern cannabis feels like a much more accessible option for her since she's seen and experienced it firsthand with someone she trusts. Another important thing happened on our trip together.
When I was in Calgary, I had a surplus of flour when it was time to return to the States, and I gifted it to someone on my way to the airport. I didn't want to make that same mistake in Vancouver, but I undershot things, and I didn't have any cannabis on the day we were flying home. I microdosed cannabis to treat anxiety and OCD, and Shanda definitely noticed the difference in my mood and irritability and mentioned several times that she felt like we should stop. That we should stop what we were doing and find a dispensary. Especially after I snapped at a man who was training his barking dog at the table next to us at lunch. That would have grinded my gears regardless, but I assured Shanda I'd be fine spending a day without cannabis, but we both knew it wasn't ideal. I think the important takeaway here is that she witnessed and we discussed the tangible evidence that cannabis was medicine for me, that it makes me a calmer, kinder, gentler human, thus elevating not only my mood and experience, but everyone's around me. So whatever you're doing this summer, remember, there's no need to be a grouch on holiday. If you're not sure how to bring the subject of cannabis up to your favorite non-consuming travel companion, I encourage you to share this travel podcast with them to start the conversation. And thank you for sending me your Canna Curious questions and rave reviews. Cannabis for mental wellness and CBD for pet wellness are hot topics right now. I get a lot of questions from you about that. And they're as sensitive of subjects as they are hot. And I am constantly looking for a mental health professional or a veterinarian that will come into the studio and have an open dialogue about it. And that is proving to be a very challenging thing. If you know a mental health professional or a veterinarian willing to talk about their expertise as it relates to cannabis, please send them my way. Write me a note at casuallybaked.com or you social butterflies can reach out and send me your request. Maybe connect me with those folks on social. I'm at casuallybaked on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. It takes a village to get this message out, people, so I appreciate you sending any of those pros my way so that we can have a smart dialogue. Stay curious, Canna Curious, that is, with my bestie Joe, your cannabis lifestyle guide at Casually Baked. She's smiling. We have a winner. And scene. Oh, craft services, I need you. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.